We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast. Your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast. My name is Chris Plank. Our Friday edition is called The Tailgate, and we have tons of football coming up here. In mere moments, you'll hear from Lincoln Riley. You'll hear from Mike Stoops. There's been a star emerge in the secondary for the Sooners. Plus, you'll hear from Jordan Parker and Trey Norwood. Practice is underway. As we tape this, we are 22 days away from kickoff for Oklahoma and Florida Atlantic. By the way, just released this week some new ticket options. Log on to Soonersports.com. If you want to be inside Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium, two really cool ticket packages and individual game tickets are on sale now. That's all online at Soonersports.com. And coming up later on here in today's podcast, you'll hear from our good friend Candace Stimmel. Got a couple of cool initiatives going on from the perspective of branding and licensing, including College Colors Day. And we'll meet the winner of the Ultimate Sooner Fan, the number one Sooner fan for 2018. He's got an incredible story from painting his yard to strategic placements of schedules and helmets to naming his kid after a former Sooner great. And by the way, since we're speaking of former Sooner greats right here off the top, how about that debut last night for Baker Mayfield? Was absolutely incredible. Showing the rest of the world what we had seen for 4 years here at the University of Oklahoma. So kudos to Baker. Also seeing Sterling Shepard making plays for the Giants. Good night last night for some former Sooners all across the NFL as the exhibition kicked off. The Browns ended up winning their game over the Giants. So should be fun to follow Baker's progression in Cleveland after a solid night last night. Well, Baker is gone. So as we kick off the podcast today, let's head out towards the practice fields. And, you know, I've always been a firm believer that usually the news that comes out of camp sometimes isn't always the best news. And you kind of keep your fingers crossed that everyone stays healthy. But Lincoln Riley kicked off his mini presser this week by laying out some bad news involving incoming true freshman Starlin Baldwin.
Before we get started, one injury I want to pass along. Starlin Baldwin re-tore his ACL that he had repaired right before he got here. Did it in a non-contact a couple days ago. Hope for the best, but got the official word on that. So Starlin will have surgery here in the next few days. We'll miss this season. We'll do the full red shirt. You know, probably won't be available for the four games. And we'll get it repaired. Be excited to do the repair here with our great team, rehabbing the whole way through. And I think it'll be a good time for him. He can put some weight on. And we liked what we saw of him early, so be excited to get him back.
So despite losing Starlin, the news in the secondary has been overall good. In fact, Coach Riley talked about that competition in the secondary and just the energy that the safeties are bringing right now.
Fun to watch, honestly. Fun to watch. It's those guys are really going at it. You know, I've been really proud of Justin Broyles. I think has really stepped up and done a nice job. See him flying around, making a lot of plays. He does a great job just bringing energy to the field, though, all the time. Kind of like, you know, Joe Mixon did before, or some of the others like that, that just Orlando Brown has done the last few years, are just kind of an infectious energy that really impacts the whole field. You know, Buki's doing a nice job. Jordan Parker, you could see the first few days was rusty, which is to be expected. He hadn't been on the field in a while, and on top of it, a new position. But I thought the last couple of days has really settled in, and excited about where he can go. DeLaron Turner-Yale looks like, you know, that he's absolutely got a chance. Robert Barnes has done some good things. Khalil Houghton, I think, is stepping up and playing some of the best ball that he's played. So you can feel the competition. They all feel it, and it's making them better. There's a definite sense of urgency with that group.
Speaking of the safeties, Jordan Parker is moving. He goes from corner out to safety, and there's a huge motivation for this defense. They've heard all the talk from the offseason. They've seen all the negative publicity. For Jordan Parker, that's been a motivator.
We love it because that's what we're driven by, a lot of doubt, because it's those simple plays that we could have fixed and we would have been on the other side of the bar. So we're working to get to that now.
And from safety to corner, Trey Norwood sees it as a motivator, not just for the secondary, but for the entire defense.
It's motivated us a lot. I mean, it's not so much to prove to the outside world, to the outside people, but to prove to ourselves that we can be that top defensive back group, and that we can be the best in the country. And not only the defensive back group, but a defense as a whole. And so it's just one of those things that we've been taking into our mind and just working hard each and every
day. And wrapping up with some of our sound from practice this week, Mike Stoops, notice heavy defensive talk today, focusing a lot on the secondary, has noticed a star emerging, if you will, or at least a guy that's bringing some great energy and attitude. We talked about Jordan Parker switching positions. Well, Justin Broyles is doing so as well. He's moved from corner to safety, and Mike Stoops has been impressed with what he's seen from Justin Broyles.
Well, I love his energy and his attitude towards playing football. I mean, he gets it. He brings it every day, and that's fun. It's fun having guys out here that talk, and then, you know, to understand how we're communicating. I think that's obviously very important. Communication in the defense, all the changes, switches, switching defenses, understanding formations, understanding splits. You got to communicate every snap, and we're doing a better job of that.
There is a lot of great practice coverage online right now at Soonersports.tv. I would urge everyone that has a subscription to ride along to practice with the coaches. It's one of the coolest things I think we've ever done. You say, ride along? Well, remember, the team is still practicing down at the rugby field, so they have to drive down from the football facility to the rugby field, which is right by the Lloyd Noble Center. And we've had a chance already to ride along with Lincoln Riley. We rode along just yesterday with Mike Stoops and Tim Kish, and there's also Cale Gundy and Dennis Simmons. So if you don't have a subscription to Soonersports.tv, these features are worth your time. Plus, you'll get Jessica Cootie's practice reports. We'll have Jess on next week to help us recap what we've seen so far at practice. So there's a little snippet of what we've learned so far from Sooner practice. Don't forget, you can go get your tickets right now. Ticket packages available at Soonersports.com. And, of course, tons of great information at Soonersports.tv. All right, let's shift gears here a little bit, shall we? She's been a guest with us many times on the Sooner Sports podcast. And, obviously, with the move to the Jordan brand, the director of branding and licensing has been obviously a popular person, but there's a lot going on beyond just the Jordan switch and all the great gear that's now available for Sooner fans. We caught up with Candace Stimmel to talk a little bit about not only the Jordan brand shift, but College Colors Day coming up. I've got to know more about the There Is Only One contest, and we have a contest winner, and take us back to the genesis of that. What kind of brought everyone together to say, hey, let's put this in the hands of the fans to determine what our OU fan gear, what our Only One Oklahoma gear is going to look like?
Yeah, sure. So There's Only One Oklahoma gear has been around for years now. I mean, we're on over 10 years now. We've been putting this out, you know, near the start of the football season to really kind of get people excited, give fans, you know, we sort of call it the official uniform for Sooner fans. And over the years, we've had, you know, varying options. We've had our companies, you know, come up with designs for us, and then we let the fans vote on what they like. We've had the companies just, you know, come up with a design, and we roll with it. We really started to brainstorm about this last January, February, and thinking, how can we make it bigger and better? And we thought there's so much, there's so many great stories out there for fans that, you know, have loved the Sooners their whole lives. And we really just wanted to tell those stories and then give them the opportunity to have this be a really cool prize, you know, for the fan that would win the vote. So it's been really cool. We heard from so many Sooner fans and just some incredible stories. And the winner is, he's definitely got some cool little tidbits in his story.
Tim Rucker is actually going to be on the show with us tomorrow, and I'm excited to hear more of his story. But you don't have to wait. You can hear it right now at the website, it's 1OklahomaFan.com. That's 1OklahomaFan.com. And I would have to imagine, Candace, when you put something out there like this and you get a lot of responses, it's not only incredibly uplifting, but it's got to be pretty cool to see some of the creativity. I heard it was pretty competitive.
Oh, definitely. So the way it worked is we had just whoever wanted to submit their story as to why they felt like they were the number one fan, they got to submit their story on our website, and we had a committee that read through each and every one of those.
Wow.
And there were lots of them. So that was a fun process. But once we kind of had it narrowed down to kind of the top 10, then we really had to get creative. And once we had it narrowed down to top three, those three finalists each got to design their own shirt. So we really, you know, they each had different ideas. Some were more, you know, focused on the program as a whole. Some really gravitated just specifically to football, and it was really cool to see the variety that those three came up with. And ultimately, I mean, Tim's design, the fans spoke. They got to vote then on the final three designs, and this is the one that everybody wanted.
And the gear is available for purchase right now, correct?
Correct, it is. It's up on shop.soonersports.com, so you can look for it there. It's also in a ton of different retailers around the Norman, OKC Metro. Balfour has it, Lids has it. So there's lots of places you can, you know, the bookstore here at the stadium has it. So you could definitely shop around town if you're out, you know, getting geared up for the season.
By the way, if you go now to shop.soonersports.com, you can get 15% off site-wide plus free shipping on orders of $30 or more. And it's right there on top of the page. There's only one Oklahoma gear the entire 2018 collection. And you'll need new gear because, you know, it's kind of funny. College Colors Day is coming up, and Candace, you might want to kind of take us back through what College Colors Day is all about, but I can remember being, gosh, what year are we on right now with College Colors Day? Maybe about year 10?
It's like year 14.
Wow. I was in Tulsa, and I was part of the 14 years ago. I am really getting old. But I was part of the launch of it, and I can never forget this group calling and saying, hey, we're going to do this thing called College Colors Day. Everyone's going to wear their colors, and you're like, okay, well, I wear my college colors pretty much every day, so it'll fit here. But it's pretty incredible to see what it's become. So kind of take us through what College Colors Day is all about.
Yeah, so we work with a great company on our licensing side of things, our agency, IMG College Licensing. They're based out of Atlanta, and this is sort of their brainchild, you know, 14 years ago to think of, you know, we have all these other holidays, random holidays that people celebrate, but, you know, there's so much anticipation leading up to back to school and that first, you know, college football game of the season. So why not make the day before the first game an official holiday of sorts? And so that's where College Colors Day came from, and it's just a really fun way for fans, you know, around the country, no matter what team you support, if you're an alum or not, wear your gear the Friday before. So this year it's August 31st, the Friday before the first game. And that way everyone knows, you know, where your allegiance lies.
And you can go to the website and learn a lot more about it. That's, make sure I get it all correct here, collegecolorsday.com, because they have a lot of cool prizes and different things around this day, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So right now, yeah, you go to collegecolorsday.com and you can enter to win a different prize every single day. They're giving away things like Yeti coolers and T-shirts and Rose Bowl tickets and gift cards to Fanatics. So every single day, a new prize on that website when you enter to win. And then at the end of it all, there'll be a grand prize of tickets in a trip for two to the college football playoffs. So very cool grand prize there. And, you know, obviously get to go watch the Sooners play in that game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Candace, two quick things before I let you run. Let's circle back to the number one Oklahoma fan. When will you start kind of taking, I don't know if the term is applications or requests for 2019? So for those that see Tim Rucker and say, wait a minute, I'm the number one Oklahoma fan. I'm a bigger fan than he is. How can fans get involved for next year?
Yeah, so we'll probably launch it again around the same timeline, right around spring game.
Okay.
Is when we put that out for fans, we called for all those submissions. So kind of look forward around the spring football practice time period. And then we'll definitely come back on. I'd love to come back on and kind of tee people up, let fans know that's live again.
And as it stands right now, you can learn about Tim's story at it's on Soonersports.com, but there's a direct feed, OneOklahomaFan.com. That's the number one OklahomaFan.com. And then with College Colors Day, I mean, it's just simple. You know, take advantage of all the different places that sell great Oklahoma gear, including shop.soonersports.com. You mentioned the OU bookstore, Balfour's, because it's really just a day to kind of show your spirit, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, and I would be remiss if I didn't say, because it's my job, you know, when people buy officially licensed gear, you see a lot of stuff out there that is not official.
Amen.
It doesn't, and when you buy that stuff, it does not come back to support the university. So look for, you know, the officially licensed gear. You'll know that because it's going to have a hang tag on it with a hologram sticker. It looks legit. You're getting it from a reputable retailer like shop.soonersports.com or any of our local retailers here on campus. So that, I can't just express that enough how important that is, because, you know, every time you're making that purchase, a portion is coming back to support the university.
I'm scrolling right now on shop.soonersports.com, and that bucket hat, I think Benny Wiley's been sporting that bad boy during practice.
The Jumpman one, yeah, that's definitely a top seller so far this fall.
Oh, my gosh, that is absolutely awesome. But there is a ton of fresh new gear. And Candace, let's reset it. Buy the official gear. You don't want to go out. You don't want to risk anything. Buy the official gear, because, as you said, that's what it's all about. That's giving back to the university, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I notice all the time on Facebook you'll see these random pages, or you'll see ads pop up on Instagram promoting some design that we would never approve. In a lot of cases, they're pretty ugly, the messaging is not in line with what we would approve. So I just always caution people, you know, if it looks odd, probably better stay away from it. You're better off buying from, like I said, one of those reputable retailers, and get the official stuff, so you can know and you can feel good about that purchase, knowing that it's supporting OU.
Great stuff from Candace Stimmel. I really enjoy getting to talk to her, and that's a great point. Go through the partners of the University of Oklahoma. Go through shop.soonersports.com. I mean, those are the ways to get the official gear, because if you're heading through something you see pop up on Facebook, not only are you not getting the official gear, but you're not getting the best quality. So good stuff from Candace. We'll have her on quite a bit. Now, you heard Candace talk about the number one Oklahoma fan. What do you say we meet him? He's a Tulsa guy, so obviously near and dear to my heart. You can read all about him at OneOklahomaFan.com. That's the number one OklahomaFan.com. Here he is, an incredible story, Tim Rucker. This is awesome. It's something that through the University of Oklahoma, they started looking for the number one Oklahoma fan. Tim, can you kind of take me through how you found out about this and how you decided you wanted to kind of tell your story?
Sure. So, you know, I had seen some ads that they had put out on Facebook, just kind of about the contest to design the shirt and just kind of, you know, make your case for why you were OU's number one fan. Really, What interested me more was just designing the shirt. I just thought that'd be cool because I'm a graphic designer, and I've always just made my own OU shirts with, you know, markers as a kid and stuff like that. So I thought it'd be a blast. And I could sell myself pretty well on why I was an OU fan because I've got plenty of crazy stuff that I do. So that's kind of how it started.
I think one of the coolest stories that I heard was that you had decided that you weren't going to cut your hair until they won a national championship. So did family members went out and say, listen, bro, you got to cut your hair. How did that finally happen?
Well, at the kind of as the 2000, I mean, I guess as a bit of a background, once the season starts, as long as OU is winning, I don't cut my hair. I kind of consider it bad luck. So I kind of got to keep the power going through the locks. So at the end of the 2014 season, you know, that season kind of went off the rails a bit. I thought, okay, I need to take this to the next level. So I kind of told some friends that I wasn't going to cut my hair till they won the national title. And I was pretty confident it was going to be the next year, which is kind of a problem because I think it's going to be every year.
That's not a problem at all.
Right. So I ended up going 3 years, even through this last year. And at this point, you know, the hair is down to the middle of my back. I definitely had a few family members that were like, okay, we might need to think about trimming this up a bit.
So. And then the other cool, well, there's tons of cool stories because we're all fans and we all have things that we want to do to support or show how much we love our team. You actually named your daughter after Sterling Shepard, didn't you?
We did. After the 2015 game, the Tennessee game, you know, he had a really good game and I just jokingly made a Facebook status about, you know, naming my first daughter Sterling Shepard Rucker. And it just kind of stuck. And, you know, to my surprise, my wife kind of went with it. And so we liked it. And I was, of course, all on board with it. So he's always been one of our favorite players, too. So
that's awesome. You can learn more about Tim right now at oneoklahomafan.com. That's the number oneoklahomafan.com. What's been the reaction to people whenever they see it and they kind of not only see the shirt, but they see the whole page on the website dedicated to you? It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I get people that come up to me at work and church and just, you know, around my friends and family, and they're, hey, you're a celebrity now. And, you know, I certainly don't know all, about all that. I think I just maybe they know a bit, just everybody knows kind of how crazy I am at this point.
I like your idea, though, because I feel the same way. I'm the same way as far as socks I wear, undershirts that I'll wear. You know, we have certain color polos that we'll wear for road games or home games. But I even think if we win and I'm wearing my white polo, I'm thinking, you know, I might have to wear this white polo for a home game, too, as well. But sure. I love this line on the website. You said, every decision I make in life basically is, does this help OU football? So I'm going to go out on a limb here, Tim. You're a pretty superstitious guy, aren't you?
I am.
Craziest superstition outside of the hair that you still carry? Do you wear the same socks? Do you watch on the same TV? Do you try to wear the same hat? What's kind of your go-to good luck charm?
You know, I think the craziest superstition I have now is I always line the helmet up. I print a map off before the season and set it on my parents' fireplace. We always go out over to their house to watch the OU games. And so I'll set the map up, kind of line it up with North there in Tulsa. And then I'll set the helmet pointing as close as I can to Norman. And we don't touch it. We don't move it. When Christmas rolls around, we decorate around it. We just leave it there. So I would say that one's pretty extreme, probably in the grand scheme of things.
That's awesome. You're a graphic designer, so kind of take me through the design. It says there's only one Oklahoma. Instead of the 0-1, it's a championship ring, and then you have the state with OU, the interlocking OU in the middle of it. Tim, kind of take me through your vision when you created this design.
Yeah, so I just, you know, was kind of thinking about, you know, what sets Oklahoma apart, what makes us, you know, able to say that there's only one. I think it's the championships, the national championships, the conference championships, and just, you know, that level of success that we've always had. So it just kind of fit to kind of throw the ring in there as the kind of representing the O for the one. And, you know, OU was really helpful in getting me the new artwork for their recent 2017 Big 12 championship rings. So it was, you know, it just kind of came together and I think it worked pretty well.
As part of your win, you were invited to Norman that gave you an opportunity to not only have a photo shoot that you can see with you and your lovely family right now at oneoklahomafan.com. But you got a chance to tour the facilities. What was that like?
That was pretty crazy. That's one of those things where, you know, I had never envisioned a scenario in my life where I got to go into the locker room and stuff. So it was a bit like, you know, a kid on Christmas and just super excited. And I was, you know, you try and act like an adult, but at that point I was just like, you know what? I'm only going to be here once. I'm going to lean in and just go all in. And I was like a kid. I was taking selfies in front of locker rooms and trophies. And so it was pretty fun.
That's awesome, man. Hey, you mentioned your wife was in. So is she a diehard fan too? I know your family is. How do you sell the wife on being as all in and your daughter as you are?
She was, you know, I think as it just happened to work out, you know, I don't think there are any accidents. You know, she kind of is a little bit of an enabler with some of my habits and superstitions and stuff. So she'll go along with it. She lets me, you know, spray paint the yard before football season, the big OU logo out there. And, you know, now we've got friends and family that are like, hey, are you going to come paint our yard? So,
No, that's kind of unique. You actually spray paint the OU logo in your front yard?
I do. I'll set it up at about, 6 or 7 feet wide and 10 feet tall and just get out there and spray paint. And, you know, as I do it, the neighbors, they drive by and walk by and they just kind of look at me, not sure what's happening, but you got to represent out there for the season.
Love it. You got to represent. You guys can see Tim's story right now at oneoklahomafan.com. Listen, Tim, I appreciate your time. You are a passionate fan and I appreciate it. Congratulations. It's great looking gear. You're obviously talented. And I just, I can't be more excited for you knowing your passion and energy for OU football.
Yeah, it's been super exciting and just surreal. And I'm, just thrilled with every minute of it.
All right, well, thanks for joining us for the Sooner Sports Podcast. Got you a little practice audio. Don't forget Jessica Cootie's practice reports at Soonersports.tv. And you can ride with the coaches to practice, plus tons of hype videos that'll get you fired up for game day. Tickets at Soonersports.com. And don't forget College Colors Day coming up. And learn more about Tim's story and maybe how you can be the number one Oklahoma fan next year at OneOklahomaFan.com. Man, everyone have a great weekend. And until next Friday, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air.